Hey guys, welcome to another episode here at the Traders Show by Financial Hub. So today, the boys and I, or the men and I, have sat down. We want to share more interesting topic of what is going on around the country. Today we want to focus on the Kenyan economy with what is happening on the Kenya shilling versus the dollar. A lot of people are speculating, people are calling out. I saw the CBK governor say that 115 by end of the next week. 115. He posted saying end of next week or maybe end of the month, the dollar against the Kenya shilling will be trading at 115. Many people are speculating it to go lower. Some people are speculating it to stop where it is and start going higher. So what is it? What is happening? What is causing the Kenya shilling to strengthen against the dollar? Because for the past longest time, how long? The market, we'll discuss about it. The Kenya shilling has really, really been failing against the, I remember I was looking at the charts, I was explaining with my students. In 2021, just before COVID, we were at 106. And after COVID till now, for less than 4 years, we had lost almost 60% value of the Kenya shilling against the dollar. So, and now it's really strengthened. It's covered a very big percentage and it's down now. At current time of speaking, the last time I checked my markets, it's around 135. So we'll discuss about it after my boys introduce themselves, talk about what is happening and also much more. What do we think? What is the advantage for us? What are the disadvantages for us or for you guys as well? A lot of people we know and some we don't know had really bought the dollar. We'll discuss about when President Ruto said the dollar is going to go down against the Kenya shilling some time back, but the dollar continued rising and such stuff. So we want to catch you up for those who do not know. But that's it from me. That's the introduction. My name is Caleb. Thank you for tuning in. And I'll let my boys introduce themselves. Peace.
Greetings, people. Thank you again for joining on this podcast. We appreciate it. And I hope you learn something or two. So my name is Atara Slawi. And as Caleb has said or introduced, we're going to talk about the Kenyan economy for today, what is happening around the Kenya shilling against the dollar, our speculation, because that is our work, to speculate markets and try to see future prices, where basically future prices can move. So we are going to talk about what is, you know, probably causing the Kenya shilling rise. It's a very interesting move. Thinking about that, think over the last 2 years, when you look at the candlesticks, we never had any bearish week for the last about 2-3 years. And for the last 4 weeks, again, markets have been moving really, really up, especially for the Kenya shilling against the dollar. So let's talk about, I think it's our, we like sharing financial market, not really advice, but just things which are going on in the markets currently. Let's just chat, this is never financial advice, by the way. So don't sell your dollars, don't buy your just do you whatever you can do, but manage your risk. I think that is what I can start with, but it's going to be an interesting
Ken. So hello, traders. Welcome back to another episode. Like my co-hosts have said, today we're going to come to the more common trade that has been trending over the last few couple of weeks, I think months, I would say. As the move was getting higher, we'd gotten to a point where that was the only trade everyone was speaking about. Some people were trading, they didn't know they were trading, Some people thought, it's just about converting your money into dollars and you'll make money. There isn't any risk of it going down. It's only up. We're looking for 200 shillings for each dollar. And all of a sudden, we see things coming down. And I'm sure very many people are in shock, especially people who'd converted their money. Because I was calculating, if you had bought with anything above 155, you're down 20% by now. In a span of less than 2 months, I think, you've lost 20%. For 5 weeks, you've lost 20%. A very big loss. If you think about it from a risk management perspective, it's a very, very big loss if you understand.
If you booked the loss.
Yeah, if you've booked the loss. But even if you've not booked the loss, I still feel like at 120, it will be harder to book it. So I think the risk is still there. It's not over. It's either it's unrealized risk or realized, whatever circumstance you look at it from. So what's happening, you know, from a fundamental perspective, from a technical perspective, from a psychological perspective, all those political angles are how you can look at markets, political perspective. If you look at markets, you know, the economy is heavily intertwined with what is happening in political world. The political world is also heavily intertwined to financial markets. And it's a very, very reflexive relationship, which just keeps on, we bounce back ideas from each perspective and are able to get trends developing, trends reversing, and different things happening in the market. So that's what we're going to be talking about. And I think I'll probably allow Caleb to start us off.
Yeah, cool. So when you come here to Financial Hub, because we teach...
Where is the trend? You're a trend follower, you're a trend follower.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Where is the trend?
On the dollar.
Yes, on that big trade. Of course, the trend has been up.
Yes.
The Kenyan shilling has been losing. So can we now say it's the trend is pulling back?
For the past few weeks, it's been in a downtrend.
A reversal or a retracement?
I'm in a reversal.
A reversal?
Yeah.
In a reversal?
Yeah.
I'm in a very big correction.
Correction again? Reversal. Basically a retracement?
Yes.
Okay. So yes. We can now start off.
So I was saying, if you come here to Financial Hub, we teach you how to trade in the Forex markets. Basically, the Forex market is talking about the currency markets. Same thing, foreign exchange now, but with specific currencies. Okay, then we deal with commodities, etc. So when we teach you how to trade, we give you an introduction. Then the next class, the first class is an introduction. The second class, we come and talk about fundamentals, the fundamentals of the markets. Now, for those who do not know, the first two classes are free for anyone to join. So if you want to learn about it, come to our classes, we'll teach you. First two classes, fill in the form below in the description, and we can call you and let you know when the new intake is coming in, and come for it. It's totally free because we like giving information and impacting you, the trader. So my point on that is Taras comes in and focuses on teaching the fundamentals, and I touch a bit on it on introduction, talking about the fundamentals, why markets move up. Fundamentals basically is sort of like, I tell my people, Taras, that it's basically like studying economics.
Yes.
The economy, okay, of a country. So when you're talking about that, we're talking about many different things that causes the prices of the currency to go up or go down. Prices don't just move, okay? Yes, there's a supply and demand, but there are reasons why market goes up. Interest rates, inflation, politics, unemployment, war, etc., okay, now that's what we want to discuss today with regards to the Kenya shilling versus the dollar. Okay, so before we talk why markets are going down, okay, why were they going up?
Why were they going up?
I'll start first.
Okay.
Because let me give an answer which you won't give, that I know. After COVID, in 2020, because I'm very, I trade the dollar a lot, so I'm more I understand the dollar a lot. During COVID, we had what we call ZAP. Okay. ZAP is what it stands for, Zero Interest Rate Policy. ZIRP in the United States, not Kenya. So what that means, the US had to lower their interest rates to make borrowing cheap, which devalued their currency so that people can borrow and kickstart the economy to come back up. So for about a year and a half, the dollar was in a downfall. And then after that, when they started announcing that the dot plot was certain dates that they plan on starting to increase the interest rates, then we started seeing the dollar starting to rise. So for a very long time, not just in Kenya, but worldwide, the dollar had been on a steady rise. There was a time even, I don't know if we reached, Taras and Ken, you can correct me, did the dollar against the euro reach 1:1?
They reached, yes, actually it went the lower.
It went so even lower.
0.95.
Yeah. So for a very long time, across the board, the dollar was really rising. So that's one of the reasons that also caused the dollar to really rise against the Kenya shilling strongly, not just weakly, but very strongly. So yeah, that's my first point.
So nice. So one is that interest rates. Interest rate really, you know, when I teach fundamentals, it is,
yeah.
I always tell people, if there's one thing you can pick up and move out of this class is understanding the relationship between the two main economic factors, and inflation and unemployment,
mm-hmm.
and how that relates to how central banks will handle their monetary policies. And monetary policy is basically interest rates, open market operations, and reserve requirement.
Okay.
So using those three tools, Lomesema, the central bank, the Feds, basically, you know, raised rates almost by 500%, from 0.25 all the way up to 5.5. That was a very big increase in interest rates.
True.
And the dollar being the reserve currency of the world, most debts are dollar-denominated or based. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that is why, again, across the board, the dollar really strengthened. But it got to a point now whereby the shilling now was losing again excessively.
Mm-hmm.
As I said earlier, we've not had any bullish candlestick for the shilling against the dollar over the last 2-3 years. A very dire situation. But for us as traders, because we get paid in
dollars,
that is good for us.
Mm-hmm.
But again, you know, for the situation in the economy, you know, that means, you know, imports will be very expensive. Because we are a net importing country, our exports again will be devalued.
Mm-hmm.
So there was a lot of, the Kenyan shilling was really losing so much for the last 2 years. And this drop has been a surprise to most people because, you know, we're wondering what good have we done? Like, what is, and you know, there's a lot of, I think, what the from the political scene, the president and the executive, I think the main thing it boils down to, first of all, our debt.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I'll start with that, the Eurobond. So in 2013, when the former president Uhuru came in, he took debt. The Eurobond. So, and you know, it had a lot of scandals on, you know, whether that money reached in Kenya or not, or it went to some accounts in the Cayman Islands.
Offshore accounts.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
People speculate that money actually didn't reach Kenya. Ilitolewa, I think Citigroup. Citi was the one financing that or doing that transaction.
Citibank.
Mm-hmm. Was the one doing that transaction. And you could see, yeah, it has been deposited to the treasury. But again, there was a lot of scandal, the Eurobond scandal on, you know, whether that money came in, whether it helped the economy. So that debt in 2013, it was a 10-year debt. So we were supposed to be paying that debt in 2024,
mm-hmm.
which is actually,
this think, year.
Yeah, June. So the okay. deadline is June.
Yeah.
So we speculators were speculating that we would not be able to pay that debt.
With the default.
Yeah, basically. There was a very high default risk on us not paying the debt. So a $2 billion debt, which was borrowed at around $100 per dollar,
mm-hmm.
you know, as the markets were, the dollar was rising, the debt was ballooning.
Yes.
Because of that exchange rate. So that default risk was becoming sort of realized because, you know, we were months now to it,
mm-hmm.
to the deadline. And since 2022, 2023, we were still speculating that, you know, that debt might be an issue to solve.
Mm-hmm.
But on, I think, 13th of February, I think I was at home, mm-hmm. 13th of February, that specific day, I remember, I think the Kenya shilling gained by about 8-9% on that. I think it fell from 164 something all the way to 153, first of all,
mm-hmm.
On that specific day. And that was because now Kenya had to, you know, refinance that debt by getting another debt.
You offset the previous one.
So as this one comes to an end, we had to borrow another. So we borrowed another $1.5 billion.
Okay.
Which came in.
Mm-hmm.
So out of our $2 billion debt, our debt now remained as $500 million on that $2 billion. Because we paid $1.5, it remained $500 million.
Mm-hmm.
And that really, you know, first of all, that inflow of $1.5 billion into the economy really meant that there was now, the demand for the dollar sort of went down. Because now the dollars are there. They may come.
True.
So that specific day, the moment they got that 1.5 B, the Kenya shilling, first of all, tanked. The dollar tanked against the Kenya shilling on that debt. So we are basically very, very, it's, you know, by June, it's you know, from $2 billion debt to kibaki na $500 million, you're doing good. So that is what, as I see currently, the shilling is gaining first of all on that specific ground. The
fact okay. that
dollars came into the country.
Yes.
Remember, we had, you know, dollar shortages last year a lot. Importers were complaining they can't mm-hmm. import goods, because you can't import goods with Kenya shillings. You have to get dollars. So CBK was being stretched on the dollar reserves which they had. But now, since the money came in, you know, it has really sort of made us a safer economy, let's say.
Mm-hmm.
Because again, us getting that 1.5B also was a plus. Because, you know, mtu akikupea pesa anajua huyu, they can pay. But if now it was a problem of us getting that 1.5B, first of all, now the shilling could have probably gone to the 200 to 50 mark. But as you're saying again, you know, the problem is not fixed yet, because we have another debt which now we've borrowed at a very high rate. I say we still borrowed at 5.5%. That is from I think 7 point something from the US IMF, World Bank. I think they're charging us about, because interest rates in America are 5.5 right now, speculating for it to go lower, or the Feds are looking for it to go lower right now since inflation is again coming down. Actually, not coming down. Last we had inflation CPI on Tuesday, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it moved from 3.1 to
3.2. Mm-hmm.
So I think the Feds still are gonna, you know, keep that rate at that point
mm-hmm.
Until probably that number goes below 3% on the inflation. But yeah, I can start with that point. So if you know, if you're not aware of all that, that is one very big plus for the Kenya shilling. The fact that now we have dollars in the country. Mm-hmm. But still, the deadline will still come, you see. So probably, as we're saying, it can be a retracement, it can be a short-term price.
Correction.
Mm-hmm. But long-term-wise, you know, as long as you're still accumulating debt, your shilling will, of course, most likely depreciate. But let me start with that, the euro bond and the payment of the bonds.
So I have a point,
mm-hmm.
both to educate and to also learn.
Mm-hmm.
So my point is on that, just for the people to understand with the Kenya shilling and what we do as traders, there are two types of currencies, fixed currency and free floating currency.
Mm-hmm.
Free floating are the currencies that we trade, okay, in the free market. They move up. Due to supply and demand. Yes, those things we're talking about fundamentally, but when people buy it and the demand is high, we see the currency is going up. So the Euro USD, GBP USD, everything that is tradable, what us at a retail level can trade, those are what we call free floating currencies. So yeah. Then we have fixed currencies. Fixed currencies cannot be traded by us individuals. We do not participate. Even if you go to your trading app, you cannot find that pair being traded. Like which one? Like Chinese yuan, Kenya shilling. I think the Russian ruble.
No, yuan is traded.
Chinese yuan.
Yeah, it's dollar against yuan.
It's
not free floating.
You can't trade it.
You can't trade it. Have you looked for it on MetaTrader? You won't find it.
On TradingView, you can find it.
Yeah, you can see it.
Yeah, you can see the price.
Like just the same way we see Kenya shilling.
Kenya shilling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
So the Chinese yuan. I'm not sure about the Russian ruble. I'm not sure, but the ones I'm sure, Kenya shilling, Chinese yuan, and there's another African currency. But anyway, even the naira, the naira also. The
African countries.
Yeah, a lot of currency. African countries. The one that I know is traded in Africa a lot is the rand.
Yeah.
South African rand. But anyway, so those ones we can't trade it. So my question on that is, this other one, markets move up and down because of the people massively, the supply and demand, okay? Us reacting to those things that are happening fundamentally, then we buy and sell, causes prices to go up. My question is on the fixed currencies, what really?
Also, that contributes a lot.
Yeah, it contributes a lot.
The only difference is people don't do it virtually like the way we do it, or margin trading.
Margin is the one which is
physical trading. Banks still do trading.
Mm-hmm. Like
these moves that are going up and down, banks are speculating on them heavily.
Mm-hmm.
You find that if they were having, they had dollar reserves, they are now very quick to convert from dollar reserves to shillings. They don't want to experience that loss. Because if you had dollar reserves and you had bought at 155, then you're going to lose money. Because that actually brings me to my next point, which is I'd start off by saying you have to come back to the factors of supply and demand, which are the basic elements that contribute to the movements up and down. The fundamentals will only be acting as inflection points, whereby if the fundamentals change, then the factors of supply and demand have changed.
Yeah,
for example, this currency is now more available. This currency is not available, so we can speculate that it will either go up or down. Now, for me, the reason I was saying we're at a reversal point, not at the beginning of a trend, is if you look back from all the way from 2020, when you guys said all this started, in 2020, it was not common and it was not layman for people to open dollar accounts here and move their money from shillings to dollars, okay? In 2021, it was still not a trend. But then when you go to 2022, when Ruto was elected, the dollar came from about 125, 126, went to 130, 140, 150. At 150, we'd gotten to a point whereby any layman was moving their money from shillings to dollars. It was basically an obvious trade. It had gotten to a point whereby if you meet with someone, they'd ask you, okay, you do currency trading, so I should move my money from shillings to dollars. Anyone who's done any speculation, and if you've done your research, at the point whereby a trade becomes obvious, it's no longer a good trade. When a trend is too obvious, when it's now
everyone
wants to take part in that trade, it's no longer a good trade. And what basically happened was we just got one fundamental inflection point and it changed everything. And that's why that move was so rapid. The first definition of a reversal is the trend coming downwards doesn't take place pole pole. It's no longer the one that is, okay, we move a percentage today. The first day you see, if like right now you look at what stocks have been doing, stocks are moving up a percentage, you know, 1.5. On the first day, we'll get a 3% collapse in stocks. That will be the first sign that you're going into a reversal. The trend is no longer to the upside. And especially if we get that 3% collapse with a fundamental inflection point. And that is what happened in Kenya. And when we had that first collapse, what happened is now people were trapped. Okay. I'd bought at 155, it's now at 145. What should I do? Should I exit? Should I realize that 10 shilling loss? Or should I stick around and wait for it to come back? If it drops to 140, the panic becomes more. Because if at 145 I struggled to liquidate, at 140 I'm more trapped. At 135, it's no longer a question of should I, or it's now, I'm trapped here. Okay, you get into that loss trap. And most people will make that decision emotionally. We all know that it's no longer about rationality and the fundamentals. You know, those things don't control markets the way we think they do. There are very few people who can make decisions that rationally. Majority will get to that point whereby in their stomach, they can't handle it
anymore. True.
So I have to liquidate. This loss is too much.
True.
I have to get out. Or I need this money. I'm forced to get out. If you had converted all your money, it was no longer an investment. You can imagine like someone who had, you know, 2 million in the bank. And they decide, hey, 2 million yangu, it's losing value every day when it's in shillings. So let me convert all of it into dollars. Or at least let me convert 1.7 remaining 300 shillings to use. Okay, now all of a sudden, your 1.7 is 1.3. So in a space of 5 weeks, first of all, it didn't take 6 months to calm down. It took 6 weeks to happen. This guy is no longer in a state of rationality and he just wants to get out.
Get me out.
Get me out. And it's that rush to get me out that is causing that downward spiral to still continue.
And any market.
And any markets will function like that.
You panic selling.
Exactly. If you've speculated, you know that any point whereby we have a fundamental inflection point that changes things and people start rushing to sell, that's it. The cascade downward has started. And we have to go downward all the way to a point whereby people will feel comfortable starting to buy again. And I don't think people will feel comfortable at 130. I think basically, like for me, I'm looking for it at 125, 120, probably some stability around that for a couple of months, a year, before we start coming back higher. And like many people who think, you know, it's a quick drop downward and then we start coming back up, I don't think necessarily we'll have that.
Osama, I see it flickering uko, then stalling.
Stalling. It will stay there for some time. You know, it will stay there for some time. You see developments. And then there's the fact of what you were saying. The dollar has been generally expensive. And we've been having the dollar trading at rates at 5.5. Now, one thing we are sure, as much as we know that interest rates are going to stay high for longer, markets are at least sure that we're not going to 6%.
Yep.
We're only going to 5, 4.5, 4, 3.5, 3. We're sure the trend now is no longer upwards, it's downwards. Down. And markets have already priced that in. That's why the dollar has moved from 112, where it was at the highest. Now it's about 102, 100. And if you look at the chart, if you look at prices,
the dollar on its own,
the dollar on its own,
the dollar index,
DXY. If you look at it, you'll also see that we're still expecting some downward pressure. We don't expect the dollar to come back unless we have a recession, unless we have risks materializing which change everything. And that could also happen. You know, we're not saying that we are very certain it will come to 120 and stay there. If a war erupts, you know, you don't know what happens. If a recession comes in the US, probably the dollar becomes something else. But if you look at where we are currently, and people have been asking me, like, for example, so does that mean when it gets to 120, I should buy a lot? Or, and I tell people, I don't know. I don't know. I have to wait for it to get to 120, watch the fundamental developments. Once they come along and we know, okay, we've seen a particular change. And prices have moved from 120 to 125. Now we can start buying.
And that's the biggest mistake a lot of traders make and investors, trying to predict rather than respond to what is happening.
Exactly. And again, now, for the Kenyan sort of situation, you know, for us, we can understand this because we are traders.
Yes.
We know how to cut losses.
Exactly.
Very fast.
Yeah. But now the local man,
he's stuck there. So what he's doing is he's going on Twitter and seeing, okay, what are people saying? And trying to make decisions on that. And that's what I'm saying. By the end of the day, that person will get out when he can't take it anymore. Not because he understands that now he should cut it because it's a 10% loss. Or a, you know, these guys were trading, but they didn't understand they were trading until they started losing.
True.
You get? These guys were trading because I remember even interacting with some guys and I'd tell them, you know, you guys are traders. The difference between me and you is I'm trading global markets. You're trading physical markets. You're trading here, but physical local markets.
True.
Okay? And they'd say, ah, unajua yako ni different. I'd say, okay. But now when they start losing, they realize, by the way, it's true. And it cannot only go up, because I think the biggest mistake that most people made was they didn't look at the risk.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Most, when you were buying at 140, 145, you didn't think, ah, by the way, what if it goes to 135?
You didn't even think to see where we are from.
Exactly.
To see that we have to very...
We had come from 122 all the way to 160. Without ever getting a single week where the market's shilling had corrected. Gained against the dollar. We get one inflection point, we get a 10% collapse. That's according to Soros, that is the if you get an inflection point and you get such a big change, that is the first warning sign of a reversal. That's a very big, no reversal comes ile pole pole.
Yeah.
Look at the COVID era, 35% in less than 4 weeks. Markets had lost 35%. Very if you look at the shilling, less than 5 weeks, we are down more than 15%, 16%. So for me, I still think that due to, because I still believe there are very many people who are trapped.
Many, and very they continue many. Being trapped. Yeah. If you bought at 150, 160.
Exactly.
And then it's also important to talk about the cycle of the trap. First, you know, okay, it's just a correction. Then it'll come back up. So you're still hopeful that you'll make money.
Exactly.
Two goes to Sasa, you start being hopeful. It's gone denial from point of hope. Profit to point of, if it just goes back to entry,
where I came, I'll get
I'll
out.
Come out. Trap continues.
Then it,
then it goes lower. You don't loss. And then it goes lower. This is the point where now you come and say, if it just gains a bit, I can accept the 10%, but 20 is too much. So let it just go up. Pass. And that's how the trap builds, and that's how the market...
Exactly.
Continue. Yeah, so it's a cycle in any market.
Yes.
when you get to now 30 or 40, it's just get me out.
Yeah, so like you not even 30 of uko sasa uko 30% loss. Yeah, 40 uko you at 120, and that's when I seeing people killer, just get me out. Just
and
get
the
out.
More they get out,
the more it collapses.
The more it collapses.
So if at 120 you don't get out, don't think it can't go to 110. It can.
It can. And this is the important part now. Now since you're learning and since you're all traders now. Warren Buffett says, buy when there's blood on the streets.
Exactly.
It will reach a point where now there's sort of, it's fallen. People are not even talking about it. It's not on news. No one is interested
even in taking part in that.
Anyone is telling
anymore.
You, I do not want to buy. Understand the cycle of how markets move, the people with the big money are always doing the opposite of what the masses are doing. So when everyone is talking, what you keep saying, because I remember in this funny story, there was one time gold was rising and there's this person randomly who came to the office and told Ken, you know me, I'm just looking to buy gold. And Ken immediately sold. It was gold, right?
Yeah, it was gold.
It was gold because everyone was saying this one is not stopping. Okay. So my point is the masses are always doing the opposite of what the little rich people are doing, the wealthy people with the big money. Okay. When it gets to 115, 110, wherever it will get to, now, that's where now the big money starts buying
again,
buying back. And they never buy a lot at once. They spread it. They never want to push the market and people start knowing, okay.
That's how trends know.
That's how trends start. It reaches a point where people call accumulation. Then we slowly start rising. Okay. And it starts slowly. We never know. It's just like what we're seeing with Bitcoin. When it reached 15K, slowly consolidated, then slowly started coming back up.
At 15K, all the cryptopreneurs were silent.
They didn't even talk about cryptos anymore.
No one's talking about it. Exactly. And then when it starts, now opposite, when the markets are reaching, let's say you bought Bitcoin as an example at 10K for easy math. When it's coming back to its previous highs at 60, you've already 6x'd your account.
Yeah.
Someone who invested $1 billion has 6 billion. Or someone who invested $1 million has 6 million. This guy's not looking to 10x this money. This is a lot of money.
Yeah.
If you have $100, now you're playing the gambler's game. I hear 100, how can it get to 10,000? But this guy 6x, that's a lot of money. So as money is coming back to those highs, starting offsetting profits. And that's when the masses now are heavily buying. So we're always doing the opposite of what the masses are doing. So like what you're saying, Ken, it's true. That's the cycle we're going to see the market, the loss trap, the market's falling because of panic selling. Even by the time we start seeing a bull market, people won't be talking about even seeing the dollar going up.
Anymore. It will be a forgotten
That's
day.
The time.
Exactly.
You expect the dollar. When it's quiet, silence, that's
and
when markets...
These things, you'll see them over and over again.
It's a cycle.
And then on the opposite side, it's when everyone starts talking about it. Because even for the USD cash trade, it had gotten to a point whereby ukiingia tu Twitter, that was what people were talking about. Leo dollar imefika 158.
Nothing else.
200. 200. Mm. You know, 200. Now it's at 130 something. 135 actually, I think, is the price that I saw for today. So if you're in that trade, you really have to think. We've said it's not advice. Don't get out if you think it could come back and you say, I listened to those guys and I got out. But also, do not assume, you know, if it's at 135, it goes to 145, then comes to 120. Don't assume that was a comeback. That was a pullback before the collapse continues.
Yeah, because I think it's important for them to also people to understand. We are not speaking from a point of we want even the dollar. As we are hurting.
Exactly. We are also,
if we make a profit on a trade, we are calculating. If we made $1,000 on a trade, a few weeks ago, that would be 160, 164,000.
Now it's 135.
Right now, it's 135. So I've lost 30,000.
Exactly.
That's not kidogo money.
That's
if I make even $10,000 profit, I've lost 300K. That's a lot. So as much as we're speaking of the cycles and we're seeing it going lower, it's not us that even want it to go. If it can go higher, the better. But it's the cycle. We're speaking from an objective
point
of view, not what we want. Because a lot of people speak from what they want.
And they hope.
The fact of being right. You know, Twitter. Hey, I said. I told you guys it will go up.
It's not even about that. Exactly.
Even if you said, it's not you who pushed that market. Yeah. And I think one thing that is important, I keep showing people in class, as much as we're seeing the Kenya shilling had reached 160, we are better off than many other countries. I was showing them the Turkish lira.
Mm-hmm.
Turkish lira, a few years ago, same time as this time, we've lost 60%. They were $1 is to three. Three, five. Let me speak of five. Let's speak of mean. Right now, $1 to the Turkish lira is at 32.
So 10x.
more or less. They've lost value. A big, if you used to go buy bread for 500 bob, it's now 5,000 bob. 10 times bigger.
10 times bigger.
So, crazy. So let's not be too much, oh, our currency was crashing. Nini. Look global. Look what's the global scene.
I think we were not even that bad. Because if you look at where the dollar was, historically, where it had moved to 112.5, the dollar was also quite expensive.
Very expensive, actually.
It had gotten to a point where it was quite expensive in the global market.
Bet.
Yeah. So, the fact that it's even cheaper now in the global market has even seeped into what you're saying also. Like, our shilling was not at that weak. It was basically that the dollar was also that strong.
True.
And now the trends have reversed also for the dollar.
So globally. So, a lot of currencies lost.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yep. And now we're seeing that big correction. So, yeah. So, even we're better off than some countries like Zimbabwe. They... $1 trillion note.
Yeah, it's a $1 trillion note in Zimbabwe.
The currency crashed. Ile crashed. These days they use the default currency is the United States dollar. Like we keep saying, the reserve, the world reserve currency. And that's why you see dollar is very important across the board. So yeah, so look at global markets as much as you're looking locally and such stuff. So yeah.
And if you're trapped in that loss, don't panic. You can easily get out. Come and learn how to trade, because you're now a trader. You know, understand how to do it from a viewpoint of managing risk, even the psychological element,
dollar cost averaging, coming in and coming out. You don't have to sell everything.
For example, when it was at 145, if you had bought at 145, it goes to 140, sell some. You know, you don't have to keep the whole loss.
Don't cut your whole loss.
Exactly. At 135, you can buy back again to 140. At 120, you can buy back to 140. You'll make way more money doing that than hoping it will come back to 200, you know. So, follow what prices are doing and learn how to do it professionally. Don't assume that juu yako ni ile over the counter, unaenda kwa bureau, unaambia jamaa, niko na 1,000 nipe this amount of dollars. You're still trading and you need to understand what moves this market up and down.
Yeah. Now, you can imagine, these are cash traders. Wanaumia.
Imagine.
Now imagine if it was tradable on margin.
And leverage.
And leverage.
Wow.
Yeah, that would be
that
crazy.
10% drop.
Would be...
It may wipe out 100% of your account.
That's true. That's true.
Especially without stops, you're out of business.
Out of business. Ata by 150, inekwe imeenda.
That's true.
So that is why, you know, we are firm believers of, you know, managing risk. And understanding what you're doing. And if you don't understand, don't do it.
Don't do it. Basically, that's
true. Usiingie Twitter uone, oh, ati, Rais alisema.
Wachana vitu ya Rais. Oh, elewi hizi vitu.
At 130, Rais was saying, uza. At 140, bada akaambia watu, uza.
Kapanda.
Aya. Hey. Asa saizi nuandaa kuanza kuuza.
At 160, alisema, before yanguke.
Hey. They kept them talking.
Okay, so nearly to build up.
And even as they were talking, you can be sure. They were not also sure. They were struggling to solve the default.
No one is ever certain.
This market is that was the problem. No one knows.
No one knows. Even that man himself.
Even that CBK
speaking,
saying 15.
He doesn't know. Exactly.
Also us, we don't know.
Exactly. So, if you don't even know that fact, you shouldn't be trading. The fact that no one knows where it's going, it's all probabilities.
True,
and watching the different things that are happening and moving with markets. You don't really also need to know where it's going to make money. No. What you need to know is in 3 months, due to these fundamentals, it's likely to trade here. And this is the match that I can make. This is the match that I can lose.
And people don't think about losing. Much they can lose.
Exactly.
Which is most important.
Yeah. They come in and they want to think about.
Now we can tell you, you're first a risk manager.
Before you are a.
Before
you are money will take care of itself, profits. But you, the only thing you can take care of.
Is losses.
Is losses.
Downside.
But now you've taken care of wins, you've forgotten losses.
Paralyzed.
Brain freeze.
I don't know what to do. Serious.
Simali sema itayapanda juu kitu.
And then you become hopeful. Yeah. Trading, there's no hope.
Don't even hope. Mm. Just cut the loss.
Cut the loss, manage your risk.
Because I'm sure there's someone who bought at 155 and they liquidate at 110, 115, 120. I'm certain. They liquidate when they don't have the slightest inch of hope. left in them.
And that's welcome to the market.
Yes.
Welcome.
And after that, now you can learn how to trade well because you'll have learned the most important lesson, manage risk.
That is why, you know, I was thinking that it's a very interesting time right now for even us to suggest this podcast topic because it was trending on Twitter, Kenya Shilling. Now, Ritosema, I'm very happy that now we are all traders.
Yeah.
Tuelewe tu wanza kitu. Yeah, muskeble tunasikianga matema.
What it means to lose money, what it means to make money. Because there's even the worst part. The worst part is someone who bought at 145, went to 160, did not even book profits, added more. Now they are trapped in a loss. Even ata ile alibaya at 140 and sema, ata hiyo impotea.
Those are the most people who are trapped in the loss. Kipata mtu alina 160, vile ilifika 250 labda sema.
Alisema acha
nitoke. Let me wait for it. Exactly. But msali by 130, imerudi.
Ah, I can't believe it. He's saying, juzi tu nilikuwa na 1.6.
Yeah.
Sahi tena imerudi 1.2. What's happening?
And I think this is the time I was telling my students also, take advantage of converting your Kenya shillings to your account. Take advantage of buying prop firms. The cheapness.
Yeah.
Like before, if you're buying something at $100, you're buying at that 16,000. Now you can buy it for 13,000. It's still a good discount.
It's a discount.
So as much as they give discounts on their websites, there's also a discount on terms of if you bought an account about a few weeks ago. Because for me, for those who trade prop firms, let's say, because I bought an account for one of my $300,000 account I bought in January, we are call 160. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Right now, if I pass that challenge and get my refund, I've lost on refund itself. It's much lower. I remember I bought another one last year, November, 100K. Also, all those ones, my refund is a loss. So if you can take advantage of buying now, buying now as the markets, now I'm not saying now, as the markets continue being any type price lower than 160, it's a discount.
Yeah.
So sure. Take advantage of it. If it goes back and you bought the account, ukipata your refund, ilipanda juu, you made more profit. So...
I think we didn't really have much. It was just an update on what is happening, you know.
And why it's happening.
Why it's happening. That's what you're saying, you know. Everyone right now is a trader. My dad, Juicy, was calling me. So, mimi ndo nikama a financial advisor wake. Sasa aniuliza, kijana, hapa, tufanyaje?
Idola imeshuka sana.
Imeshuka sana. What is happening? So, it's a really interesting thing to see, you know. The local man, the layman now, in the markets. I think, again, it will be a very good time for WSR to, you know, say he's done what he said he will do. So, let's see.
Ata capitalize.
You have to take advantage.
So, I have to... I've done my job.
Mafuta imeshuka.
Yeah.
Mafuta seiko.
190 something. We are at 2 or something.
I've not seen it.
We were 205, we're now back, I think, 198 or 199.
Yeah, 199. I look for it.
Yeah, even politically, the political scene, watu watakuwa happy. Watapiga debe nayo 2027.
Hata Trump alishine na markets. It's a normal thing,
by the way.
It's something
people in power really speculate on. Wanasaidia je economy. As we just look at promises, but the people, they have to take advantage.
Yeah. If you're interested in being smart, wearing these beautiful polo t-shirts.
Being part of a community. If you walk anywhere, people know Financial Hub.
You know, you can start a conversation. Now. You can even tell them about the shilling from a point of, you know, knowledge and logic.
Part of a community.
So
we know.
If you're interested, you can order. We are making them on order. So if you want a black one, a white one, a round neck, a polo, you can have it. And we'll be bringing much more, but we're starting with these t-shirts. So.
Yeah, so if you want any, contact us below and we'll tell you the prizes before we publicly say it. So for those who have listened to this is the first time we've ever announced that we're doing merchandise like that one for Taras. Any that you want, a big one, small one, any size you are, they all come in your sizes. And you can give suggestions what you'd like to see it on it. But for now, we have this and behind it's written revolutionizing forex trading.
Yeah.
So we are revolutionizing what is happening in Kenya and Africa. People don't understand what they're doing. We want to change that. That's the goal. So work with that vision, work with us. And just to give you a trailer, what is coming in next podcast, the struggles of being a forex trader in Kenya. We've talked a little bit about the struggles of Kenya shilling traders. Now I want to talk about forex as a whole. We've seen a lot in the past few years, and we want to talk about it. And a lot of you will resonate with that. What are the struggles? Kuna, if you give an overview, just a touch, one thing, what do you think?
Everyone expects you to have money and not just little money. A lot of money. A lot.
Then when it's
a
not
lot.
There. Like you see, me, Jan Feb, I didn't make anything.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Asa hiyo wakati ukijaribu kuambia mtu unajua I went to work for 60 days
but there was no return.
There's no return. I make sense.
Doesn't make
I make sense.
Yeah.
Me can say, you know, misunderstanding vile Kenya nasema pia. People really misunderstand traders and you know, me personally nili come to terms nayo hata I don't need to explain to you.
Mm. Yeah, okay.
My thing.
Yeah. You'll topatana huko mbele.
Topatana mbele.
You don't understand what
ukisema
I do.
Ukisema wana kuanga ska, ni sawa.
It's okay.
Ukisema sijui,
That's your view.
Yeah, so we'll talk about those struggles and how you can overcome them. I can say maybe a lot of people struggling because there are very many young people is support na pesa. In my mother tongue, we call it chisenti. money. So a lot of you, money is a struggle. Support is not there. Like I saw, there's someone who was saying, was asking for some help, saying they have a $5,000 account, but they're broke. It's like what you're saying. You expect every trader to be making money.
Yeah.
And he's saying, that's the reality. You can be broke even with a $100,000 account. Markets are brutal. Okay.
Not even so, just markets. Even entrepreneurs. It's a joke, but your company can be valued at 50 million, but you don't have a million shillings.
True.
And your company is valued at 50 million shillings.
Yep, very true.
Right? So yes. You're a millionaire ideally, but you're on your way towards being a millionaire. But you're back.
And again, that is why, you know, I respect, you know, hedge funders, this, because them, they have cash.
Yeah.
Yes.
Unajua kama Elon Musk ana hiyo 200 billion.
Yake ni stock.
Yeye ni stock price. Oh.
Buffett akona 141 billion
in cash.
Cash pile.
Yeah. So we'll talk about that. That's a teaser. Let's come back and talk about it. And come, be sure to wait for it to release very soon. So
sure.
That's it from our end. Wanted, like Tara said, wanted to give you an update. And also to continue the podcast. I'm sure most of you have missed us. But here we are and we'll come up with the next episode very soon. So that's it from me. That's it.
So just say share with your friends and family.
Yes.
Like, subscribe to our YouTube and follow us on all our platforms, Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, Financial Hub Forex Academy. And as Caleb said, come for the first two classes for free and get to interact with us. Thank you.
Yeah, so like I always say, stay woke, stay financially literate. May the peeps
be with you.
Be with you.
Peace.